Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. This morning our guest hails from Dublin, Ohio. His name is Rick Ross and he is an innovator. In the pre-show we talked about the fact that all of my people on my father's side came from Ohio, so we have those roots in common. Rick applies a people-centric approach to business, healthcare, and nonprofit. He's all about innovation, and he encourages the integration of technology and principled leadership to enhance organizations and the lives they affect. He says, I feel fortunate to be living during a time when there's so much opportunity to make a difference. So welcome, Rick.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it's very exciting to have someone who's all about innovation. You know that I was thinking yesterday about how fortunate we are in America to have birthed innovators like Thomas Edison and Benjamin Franklin, and certainly the founding forefathers were innovators, and we have innovators amongst us still. So let's talk a little bit. How did you become so passionate about innovation?
I think it was something that I discovered as I went along. I had a real passion for making things better. And during the early parts of my career, the way that I advanced before breaking off and forming a company was through innovation. I went out and found new ways to do things and found some systems that I could use to consistently produce results. And those helped me to come up with innovations that advanced my career, and the later I was able to apply to help clients.
So your background is in...
I really had two separate careers. I initially started after business school and went into... really on a management track and worked for a management company. And right at the time where it appeared that things were going as well as they could go, I decided to change careers. And a lot of people questioned and said, are you sure you really want to do this? And I switched into the technology field, which was really starting to move forward at the time. And I'm very glad I made the move. And then at some point, I realized how important it was to integrate those two disciplines back together. So a lot of the work that we do now involves trying to pull, instead of having management in a silo and the IT part of a company in a silo, Or even in small companies where you have a person who's an IT person and you have another person who kind of manages the business, we really try to get those people to come together, not to just align with one another, which you often hear talked about. So we don't want just alignment. We really want to try to integrate and get both sides to understand one another. And when you do that, we end up getting exceptional results.
So let's talk about a list of problems that would apply to many companies, large or small. The first one is employee engagement. How do you direct your talents and skills towards that issue?
Well, there's so many solutions that we can bring into play here. Of course, any of these things really start with leadership. Even if we're going to put a technology solution into place, you can't do that without people being excited about that solution being implemented. And what's funny is there are a lot of problems that are related. So employee engagement, is a very common problem. And when you look at the surveys, you see lots of lack of employee engagement. Although these might seem like different problems, sometimes people are concerned that their customers aren't happy, or they might be concerned that they have an organization and they're losing members. Or they might be concerned that they're not innovative enough. These things all sound very different. And they are very different. And they all have some unique techniques that we need to apply to address each one. But
well,
there is a commonality.
Right. You say there's a universal
problem.
Yeah. You say that there's a universal mistake that people make when trying to address these. So tell us, what mistake are we making?
It's a surprisingly simple one. The first thing that happens when these things become apparent is people schedule a meeting, which having a meeting sounds like a perfectly acceptable thing to do. The problem is that the meeting often, the people that are brought into the meeting are typically executives. Sometimes you may have board members, you may have managers, you may have, the owner is brought in, in a smaller company. But what's interesting about this, I remember very early in my career, I was brought into a meeting with executives. I was sort of the new executive on the team. And we were talking about employee turnover, that it was far too high, and we had to reduce it. We spent 3 or 4 hours in this meeting discussing it. And, of course, the problem is all of us were speculating about what employees thought. And what we really needed to be doing, the people that weren't in the meeting, that needed to be in the meeting, were the employees themselves. They may not have had the answers to how to increase or to lower turnover, but they could give you a lot of facts. They could talk to you about their jobs, what they're happy with, what they have challenges with, and these people were not included in the meeting. So I hear you
saying that sometimes leadership isn't listening to the people that the problem exists among. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes. I was in a meeting yesterday. I was doing some consulting with clients, and several of the leaders said, well, we think this is working. We think this is working. And I said, I hear everybody saying they think, but do we know? How can we quantify what the problem is? And I think that's kind of the point you're getting to, right?
Yes, and exactly. And in your meeting yesterday, were any of the people about whom they were concerned included in that meeting?
No, they were not.
And if we watch a single episode, in fact, the same thing happens on every episode of Undercover Boss. The leader of the organization goes out in disguise. If you haven't seen the show, they go out in disguise, and they have these amazing revelations just by going out and talking to the people who are in touch with the customers. And I've often wondered why they don't have an undercover boss where the boss goes out and poses as a customer. I think the show would be equally as entertaining in that case. But in this case, they're going out and talking to employees. And again, within the first 10 minutes, and of course the show's designed this way, they immediately find things that they really could have found out very easily by having more connectedness. And connectedness is really the core of the problem, that the people at the top are often the least connected to the problem area. They're often the least connected to the employees, to the customers, to the members, if you're an organization that has members. So you have to get closely connected with those people.
So how do you use technology to do that? How do you integrate technology and innovation and people-centric approaches?
Well, just a quick note about the people-centric approach. The reason I call it a people-centric approach, not an employee-centric or client-centric or customer-centric approach, is because you can't just pick out a select group of people, your customers or your employees or your vendors, and treat them well and connect with them. You have to connect with all groups of people. You should not differentiate between the groups of people that are out there. And one of the things that you can do to open up connectedness is simply to change your culture. And I know that these are things that you sometimes talk about. And I, in my own case, one of the things that I want to encourage in a company culture is just kindness and charity towards other people. That alone allows communication to occur, because many times people don't feel it's safe to say something.
Right.
Their ideas are scoffed at. Their ideas are not taken seriously. And there's something that I found that you said, which is the world is crying out for leaders who build up, nurture, and enhance. And if you're in a culture where leaders are doing that, the ideas are naturally going to flow, and you're going to start to get that connectedness that you need to understand the problems.
So the universal mistake in a single sentence would be what?
The universal mistake is lack of connectedness, and I can give you a list of things that people can do. You know, one of them is to alter the culture, which I've already mentioned.
Right.
But people need to be sure that they're connected with the people who have the answers. Or they may not have the answers, but they at least have the facts. An employee can tell you what's really going on in the front lines. A boss, an undercover boss, walks into a restaurant and finds that much of the food, although it's cooked so it's safe, is not being served at temperature. He's astonished to find this out. And those things should not be surprises. There should be plenty of connectedness. And one of the problems is that the employees or members or, you know, whoever you're dealing with or customers don't have an opportunity to connect directly with leadership. So we have tools out there. Now, let's briefly just look at Twitter and what it does. Twitter allows all kinds of people to communicate with one another. And sometimes it allows customers to communicate directly with companies. But there are also internal systems that are just like Twitter that can enable lots of communication that would not otherwise occur within a work environment.
Right. So let me ask you, can you give us an example of a company that you worked with that this happened, or that you're familiar with, a case where there was a problem and they used innovation to solve it?
Innovation, the way you get good innovation is through this same mechanism, through connectedness. So here's an example. I was asked to lead a team. There was a company that was in trouble. They had some old technology in place.
Right. Now we have 60 seconds. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so very briefly, this was we had to deliver medications in a long-term care facility. So who did we go out and talk to? The nurses. And we spent all kinds of time grilling the nurses, asking them questions. Because we integrated what we learned into the system, when we delivered it, the results were better than anyone expected.
You know, this is your point, Rick, is so important for people to understand, and I want to encourage our listeners to check out rossinnovation.com or rickross@rossinnovation.com, because the point he's making is that, and from my perspective elementally, fires tend to migrate into leadership, and fires aren't the best listeners. By nature, they tend to take action before they have the facts. And I think what Rick is saying to us here is that with technology, use the means that you have at your disposal, which are tremendous right now, to stay connected to the customers Rick, I want to thank you so much for your time today, and blessings to you in Dublin, Ohio, and all the clients and companies you work with, including families. I think that what you talk about would be great for families as well. So listeners, go out and make it a great week, and remember, innovate and connect.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.